Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Vav, the last full daf here in the fourth parak of Perak Beis Shammai, until we finish Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and we get into a Zehu Mekoman in the fifth parak. But the fourth parak here finishes up talking more about the mitzvah of and the Aveira of Pigel. And the last Mishnah ended off by contrasting Pigel to Noser and Tuma. Even though those three often go together, Pigel, Noser, Vatameh, but the Mishnah says there are higher standards in Pigel than there are in Noser and Tameh, and therefore there are items that you're not Chayim Mishum Pigel, that you are Chayim Mishum Noser and Tameh. The Mishnah says, though, but Dam is excluded from all. Dam is excluded from even Noser and Tameh. Besides, the fact that it itself is a Matir, it's not Hutar from something else, so therefore is not subject to Pigel. It's also chayev for Noser and Tameh. Rabbi Shimon knows only mechayev by a davar shedarko lechol for the rules of Tuma. But Eitzim and Lavona and Ketores, those are not edible, and therefore they're not chayev mishum Tuma, even though we have the principle of Chibas HaKodesh Bachsharto to be machshir it, to be considered some type of food item in terms of eating Kodesh, but in terms of the Tumah Isser, so it wouldn't be included. So the Gemara went into the sources. How do you know that Tumah is included? How do you know that Noser is included? So we quoted Psukim regarding Tumah, including the Pasuk of Asher Heim Makdishim Li, which is the more inclusive Pasuk by Tumah. And now we're up to a couple of lines from the bottom, Ashkechad. We're up to, what about Noser? So the Gemara says, Ashkechad Tumah. So I find that Tumah has the inclusion to include it even in cases that Pigel does not apply, Noser Minala. And how do I know to include Noser that a Kohen is chayiv even on a Dover She'ein Lo Matirin? So, Asichilo Chilo Mituma. So you learn from Xer Shava from Tuma. You compare Noser to Tuma. So, V'leilev Avon Avon Mi Pigel. Why don't we learn Noser from Pigel? Right, either way, that's the three that always go together. So why don't we learn from there? So the Gemara says, "Mistaver mituma havela lemelef." No, it's better to learn Noser from Tuma. Why? Shekain gezel simen. They're comparable in three ways. Again, Noser and Tuma. How are they comparable in three ways? So what does Gimel Zayin Lamed stand for? Number one, it is psul haguf, while right, something that happened to it. Noser and Tumah, something happened to it. Not like Pigel, where it was just thought about. That's a Psul Machshava, that's the Gimel. Guf, Zion, it has to do with time. Noser and Tumah, Zion is Zrikas Adam. Zion is the Zrika is what matters it or what does not matter it. As Rashi says here, Noser v'Tumah, Ein Zrikas Hatam mi vi asan li dei pisulan. There are the other Noser leaving it over at Tuma, the item becoming Tame. That's what causes its problems. While Pigel Zayin, it's the Zrika, the finishing of the process of Ritsui, so that is what finishes and stamps the status of Pigel. And Lamed is from the word Chilul, right? The last letter in Chilul, they both have Chilul, Chilul by it. So that's why I would say Noser is comparable to Tumah. So the Gemara says maybe not. Adrabba, mi Pigel have a little melech. Maybe you should compare Noser from Pigel. Right? We had this earlier, if you remember, also in one context, that how do you know that the Isser for Kares, how do you know by the Pasuk in Parshas Sav and the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim? We discussed that earlier. So the Gemara says, maybe Noser is more comparable to Pigel. And therefore, we should say that Noser only applies to Dover Sheish Lamatirin like Pigel. In what way? Shekain, the Girsa here is not totally clear. Rashi has the Girsa of Hutar, Tzitz, Tahar, Bizman, Karaf. Right, what are those? Hutar, whether they are, there's Hutar Michlalo. Tuma is different in that we find sometimes that Tuma is Duchuya Betzibur. It's allowed, while Noser and Pigel are never allowed. Tzitz, the Tuma is Merutze, even though there's a problem because of the Atar Tzitz, as we said up above on this daf. Tahar, the other two are Tar, which itself is a status, while Tame obviously is Tame. That's an unusual one. You would think that itself is the item. Right? That's not a factor. But the Gemara has it on the list as well. Bizman, both of them have to do with time. Noser and Pigel have to do with time, while Tuma does not. Karav, it has to do with the Chefza, not with the Makriv. Pigel, something happens with the Chefza, and No serving happens with the chefsa, while the tumah has to do with the tumah saguf of the makriv, fahani nefishin, and these are more, and therefore you should compare no ser from pigle and not no ser from tumah. So the Gemara says, okay, it's not based on the numbers games about how many things are more included, how many of them are more comparable. Interesting, we might have thought, again, and maybe this is part of what the Gemara's maskana is going to be, whenever you have Gemara's like this, is it just a numbers game? It's just there's more, it's in more kabbal in more ways, and therefore what? And therefore, remember, we're trying to figure out where to make the Gzeirah Shavah from. And Gzeirah Shavah, as we mentioned, the Ramban and the Shrashim, and the Meiri and Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel, and other Rishonim say that Gzeirah Shavah is the words are handed down, but the details of which Parshios are connected to each other, that's more flexible. And that's what the Gemara here is trying to figure out, right? If it's flexible, so why do they compare it to A and not to B? We might have said that certain factors are more defining than other factors. These Gemaras, though, are not holding that. These Gemaras are just saying, let's count up the factors, cumulative, and see what happens. So it could be that's what the Gemara assumes right now. Do you go by the number of factors, and whichever has more factors comparable, so then that is the what, that's going to determine the Tana's approach of what you compare it to. But the Gemara now says, not going through the Gzeirah Shavah, maybe going from a different limud, but maybe the Gemara is also saying implicitly that even though the Gimel Zayin Lamed are less, those are more defining in some way. And therefore, right, it's Tumas the Gimels, the Guf, and the Zrika, and the Chilul. So maybe those are somehow more defining. Either way, the Gemara quotes the Chilul. The Ela mi Detani Levi. Detani Levi, minayin sha'af pipsul zman ha'kasam adaber. How do we know that this pasuk of V'yinazru, of staying away from tumah, is also referring to psul zman, right? No sir, tamalomar v'lo yichalalu as shem kachi asherhei makdishimli, as they added on the side. B'shnei chilulin akasiv medaber. The pasuk says, and that's a reference to two chilulin, because it says v'yinazru and not v'lo yichalalu, or the Shiva Kubetza says v'lo yichalu. It has the extra lamud. It could have said yechalalu. It said yechalalu. It didn't say, it could have said yechalalu. So we're talking about b'shnei chilulin kasam medaber. What are we including? Echad psul noser v'echad psul tumah. So we include noser and tumah, and that is why both of them apply even in a case where one wouldn't be chayav for pickle. Right? The issue of noser, as we know, is as a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah los asay. There is a machlokas tanoim elsewhere. Why does one not get malchus for leaving over noser? Right, because it has a little of both. It has lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Right? The Gemara in Malchus discusses this. A lav she'ein bo ma'isa, and it has the concept of a lav anita glase. Both of those are not dumya de lav de chasima. So we know the ultimate source. There are other sources given, but the ultimate source for Malchus and any avera that gets Malchus is only a lav that's similar to the lav of muzzling, because that's the source. Lo saksam shar b'disho is right next to arbam yakenu lo yosef in Parshas Kisese. So all lavim have to be similar to that in order to get Malchus. There are exceptions to the rule. But no sir is a machlokes. Which one is the defining one? Right? Is it because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa? You just leave it over. You don't do an action, and that's why you don't get Malchus. Or is it because a lav anita glase? Because it's a lav that you can fix with the essay of srefas no sir. So which is it? So the Gemara says that even according to the opinion that a lav she'ein bo ma'isa lokin alav, right, Rabbi Yehuda, so still you wouldn't get malchus because it's a lav she'ein bo lavani, because it's a lav anita glase, right? And that we have more deos that told that you wouldn't get malchus for that. That's the Israel of Nosar. Again, there's a couple of exceptions to the rule of a lav she'ein bo ma'isa that you would get malchus for. The Gemara talks about Meimir and the others, right, making a tmura. But that is, those are the Isurim in the Sefer HaChinuch. Kuf Mem Beis and Kuf Mem Gimel, they're discussed two separate mitzvos, the mitzvos los asay and the mitzvos asay. The Chinuch says in Kuf Mem Gimel, why you don't get Malchus for? He picks the reason of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. The Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Halachates holds you don't get Malchus because it's a Lav Hanitak Lasay. And the Mefarshim wonder why, so if it's, they both are true, I mean, what is the reason why you would pick one and why you would pick the other? Remember the Techemed that we like to quote about Lav Anita Glase, where the Techemed asks, why isn't every Avera a Lav Anita Glase to the mitzvah of Tshuva? Fascinating question, right? Tshuva is every mitzvah, so Lav Anita Glase. So the Pashut Pshat is, he gives three answers, but the Pashut straightforward one, Lachara, is that Lav Anita Glase only applies where you have a specific Asay. right? If it's a general assay, that's not enough for a lav anitak assay. That's why he's not called lav anitak assay. Come on, every avera. So number one, that's the pasha. That's, I think, that's his third answer. But the other answers given are, well, tshuva is if you say every lav is a lav anitak assay because of tshuva, so then even the lav of chasima would be called a lav anitak assay because of tshuva, and then it's back to dumya, the lav de chasima. Right? The only reason you're putter is because it's not dumya de lav de chasima. But if you're saying every avera is connected to tshuva, so then chasima would also be connected to tshuva. So then it would be dumya de lav de chasima, and you'd get malchus anyway. Number two. The other third idea, though, is based on the no de Yehuda. And that is, tshuva cannot be used by Bezdin. Tshuva is only used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know. The Bezdin Shalmala, the Gemara has a line like this in also the beginning of the third parak in Maseches Makos. Bezdin Shalmala could use tshuva because who knows if a person is really doing tshuva, maybe he's just giving lip service, maybe he doesn't mean it. But for whatever reason, Bezdin Shalmata cannot work based on tshuva. That's the Noda B'Yehuda has the tshuva of if somebody is chayiv for one of the chayiv misas bestin, and then they do tshuva, and they become the greatest Rosh Hashiva in the world, and they've been learning for 20 years, and then finally, the Eidim get their act together, and they come to Bezdin, and they do a Drish of Chakira, and ultimately the person is chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa. Even though he's done tshuva, Bezdin cannot act based on tshuva. That's the yisod. Bezdin can't. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get rid of kares with tshuva. But when it comes to chayiv misas Bezdin, right, that's not. Bezdin is only there for punishing infractions. They're not there for rewarding good actions. They don't give out rewards for mitzvahs. Right? Just like we've given the mashal about the police. The police generally only pull you over to give you a ticket. They don't pull you over to say that was a great right signal. You know, here's some extra money. Right? Because that's bad. That's the police. So similarly, the Bezdin. Bezdin's only there to fix infractions, and therefore to reward mitzvos they don't do, and that's why Bezdin cannot act based on tshuva, and that's why lav anitak laseh is does not apply in this context. We don't say every avera is connected to tshuva because Bezdin cannot function based on that. Okay, again, that's a huge sugya. And that's in that shuv. I think it's in Siman Lamed Hey, in the Noda B'Yehuda, where it's the person who wants to know, he was mezaneh for 3 years, how do I do tshuva, how many fast days do I do? So in the context of that tshuva, the Noda B'Yehuda says, you're asking me something that is out of the halachic realm, and even if you could fast days of shnos misushelach, I don't know if it would be good enough, but, you know, we don't function based on tshuva, and he gave him some ideas, but really, it is not something that is in the realm of Bezdin Shel Mata. Okay. So let's continue now, chutz ben hadam, v'chulu. Except for blood. The Mishnah said that items are included in pigel, items that are not included in pigel are also included in osur tamei. Except for dam, dam is excluded also. So how do you know this? Mina hani mili. How do I know this? How do I know what? Rashi, mina hani mili. Did dam ein chayav et Allah mishim nosar, im shagag bo badam, ve'unosar eino chayav shtayim, El achas, so it's only chayv noser. V'chein, if you only chayv for dam. V'chein im achlam betumas haguf, eino chayv shtayim. How do I know that dam is excluded from all three? I already know that dam is excluded from pigol, that we've said. How do I know that dam is also excluded from noser and tameh? So, Omar Ula. So Ula tells us, Rashi points out that the three sources about to be quoted aren't really answering our question. The three sources about to be quoted are really regarding me'ilah. How do I know that there's no me'ilah by dam? We're going to end up saying that really it says the word, it says the source three times. So one is going to exclude me'ilah, one's going to exclude noser, one's going to exclude tameh. But really the context of what we're about to see is only three sources that there is no me'ilah when it comes to dam. So Amar Ula, Amar Kra. Vani nesativ lachem shalachem yehei. I gave it to you. To you it shall be. Meaning Rashi, kechulin shalachem, she'en bohem me'ilah. Right, it's yours enough that there's no me'ilah. Right, when is there me'ilah? The me'ilah is only when it's off limits. It's off limits. Even we mentioned before that Rashi had a lashon that the chelev of kutche kalim, right, the emurim of kutche kalim have the status of kutche kutchim because they're subject to me'ilah. Right, it's not hutar to the kohanim. So it's yours. If it's yours, it's not me'ilah. Devei Rabbi Shmuel, ton up. Amakra lichaper lichapara nesativ lo lemeila. Dam is only to bring kapara, but not to bring meila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Kra, who lifnei kapara, kilacher kapara. It, the blood, is like itself before kapara, just like after kapara. Ma acher kapara ein bo me'ila, just like after kapara, there is no me'ila by the blood because it's done. That's na'asis mitzvah. So, as Hashem will have in a minute, once something is utilized and finished, there's no more me'ila by the item. It served its purpose. So we compare the who it stays. It's like it's always been. So just like after kapara, there's no meila. So to lefnei kapara, there is no meila. So those are the three sources that there is no meila. And let's continue because we didn't get to our issue yet. So Ema, we know we compare after and before kapara, but maybe it should go in the opposite direction. Ema laachar kapara kilefnei kapara ma lefnei kapara yesh bo meila. Afla achar kapara yesh bo meila. Maybe dam should be even more stringent, just like before, so too after. So the Gemara answers: Ein lechadavar shenas is mitzvasa umolin bo. You never have something that once it's used and it's done, it's used for its purpose. There is still meila because it's already done. And if it's already done, right? Meila means you're using something connected to hektish and that could have been used. But here we don't generally have that principle. Okay, let's stop here for a moment because really the ultimate maskana is all the way towards the bottom. But this is the Ein Davar Shenases Mitzvaso that has Me'ila. There are a couple of other points to mention. So there's no Isra Me'ila by Dam. So is there anything by Dam? Is it Mutter? Is it Mutter Bahana? Right, Dam is Lachapara, Dam is... So besides the Isra of eating Dam, I can't eat Dam. Obviously, I know that. The different levels we had earlier in the Masechta. Even within the Isra of Dam, there's some Dam that's an Isra Karis to eat. There is some Dam that's just an Isra Lav to eat. Right, we mentioned that earlier as well. What we're trying to figure out, there's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What about Dam Tamsis? When we're talking about the Dam that comes out of the neck. Okay, different day. So Dam you can't eat. What about getting Hana'a from Dam Kachim? If there's no me'ila, so what do we hold? So the tzlach and brachas naf lamad aleph holds. There is an isra daraisa me'ila badam, but there's just no me'ila. There's isra hana'a. Isra hana'a, but there is no me'ila. The Mikdash David suggests maybe it's totally on the sources. Maybe it's totally on these psukim. And according to some of the psukim, maybe there wouldn't be an isra. Says the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Zayin, Oz Yud, Ubedam Pasol, Imhu Gamkein Aser Bahana'a. Right before you use it. Before you use it, you might say before Nasis Mitzvaso, so then it's something to talk about. But what about after you use it? So, or becomes Pasol. Im Hugamkin Asur Bahana. Yesh Lachkor. Tahatam de Kachim Sulim Asur Bahana. Why are usually Kachim Sulim Asur Bahana? Mishub de Dinam Bisrefa. You have to burn it. Dam doesn't have to be burned. So maybe there's no, if the Isser flows from what you have to do with it, here you don't have to do anything with it. To lo ashkechan sreifa b'dam pasol, el yishafech la'ama, kid ashkan b'kam b'duchte. And if you say the reason, v'tam to kachim lo nitnu el alachi l'vishasiya gantken lo shayach b'dam. Kachim, you're supposed to eat and drink also, is not shayach b'dam. U'bepshuto nire, and therefore he says, it appears, da'af dam pasol, mutter b'hana'a l'gamre. Smutterbana says the Mikdash David. To Hadam Pasul Nishmach La'ama. V'chein kal shiari Adam. Because what happens to all the Dam? The Dam, everything is poured into the pipe, right, at the southwest of the Mizbeach. And all it goes down, as it says in Yuma, Nisarvin Ba'ama V'yosan La'achal Kidron. Remember, it goes all the way out and to the gardens. V'nim Karan L'zavolim. V'docheg Lomar Shad Hadamim Apsulim Am Nishmachin La'ama Hoy Lahem Motze Yacheres. Everything gets mixed in and goes out to Nachal Kidron. The Yachad Sham Nimkarin Lezevel Dumutarin Bana. Right, so Lachar it's Mutter all Dam. Anything that's Mutter Nishpach La'am is Mutter Bana. He says, and therefore that's what I hold. Right, there's issue of eating it, but there wouldn't be an issue of the Hana. What? So they had to pay for it. The question is, was that to redeem it, or was that just to pay for it? Was there an Isra Me'ila Daraisa or Drabanan there? So the Gemara talks about, the Rishonim talk about that. Okay. And then he says, maybe it's totally on the Psukim, this part. He says, Yesh Lama Zeo Dafka, when is it Asra Bana, Drabanan, when is it Asra Bana, Zeo Dafka, Lamanda Mafkale Mikro, the Yel of Nekabar Kalachar Kabar, Alamanda Mafki Mikro Akrina, Shalachem Yehei, Lechapar Nasativ, Efshad Drachmi Me'ila Imatu Vlome Hana, Ubana Asra Midaraisa. Okay, so maybe it depends on the mucker. Okay, let's continue one more line, and then there's more to talk about. So says the Gemara, Actually, on this last line, that's where Tosfos brings it in. What did Tosfos say? There's no such thing of a davar shenasis mitzvaso umo'alin bo. Once it's nasis mitzvaso, there wouldn't be any more me'ila. The Gemara is about to talk about a couple of exceptions to the rule, but Tosfos first here asks, what about the Gemara in me'ila and daf yud beis? The Gemara says, the Tosfos says, Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Dibra Maskel Hu, Dibra Me'ila, Perek, Vlad Chatos, Amrinan, Hamek is Dam Labayim as Kachim. If somebody bloodlets a carbon, see the carbon is not feeling too well, you bloodlet a carbon, what's the halacha with that blood? Mo'alin bo, Alma Yesh Me'ila Badam. Gemara says, there is Me'ila by Dam. How can we have three sources here that there is no Me'ila by Dam? So Tosfos has two answers. Maybe it's only Durabon on there. Okay. Midrabanan, so all these psukim are excluding on a daraisa level, but Tosfos' first answer, the tirates, to hasam mechayim, there the animal is still alive. Delo shaycha kapara, right? You can't say that these sources already kick in because they can't apply yet. It's still alive. You're bloodletting a live animal, right? I gave it to you lachem, lachapara to satif, that's only after it shechted, but here it's still alive. Ava la'acha shchita, once it shechted, then there's no me'ila, even before you do the kapara. But maybe here we're talking about mechayim, and if it's mechayim, that's why it is different. The case over there by me'ila, the animal is still alive. Good. The other Farshim talk about other the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila has a unique formulation. The Rambam says, based on that Gemara, Mi'ila Beis Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Hamekis Dam LeBehemas Kachim Harehu Aser Bahana Umalin Bo. There is Mi'ila by Behemas Kachim if you are Mekis Dam, right? Based on the Gemara in Mi'ila. Why? The Rambam adds, Hoel Ve'ena Yechola Lichios Below Dam Harehu Kegufa. Because this animal is living, maybe it's similar to what Tosfos says, but because the animal can't live without this blood, it's like part of the body of the animal. So, dam plays that role even if the animal's dead. But again, you can't say it's the animal still needs it to live. But dam has the status of basar, has the status of gufa, and therefore even they have all these makaros of excluding dam, make his dam, while the animal's still alive, it's asur b'hanah midaraisa. Right, according to one day of Tosfos and according to the Rambam, because the animal needs it to live, and therefore it is harehu kigufa. Harehu kigufa. That's an important lashon of the Rambam. Mi'ila, perek beis, halacha, yud, aleph. Okay, continuing the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you can't compare it the other way because there's no such thing as dasas bisfasa where there's still me'ila. Says the Gemara of Elo, is that really true? So we have the shakal of a tarry a couple of places in Shas. Vahari chumas adeshen. What about the chumas adeshen? The avoda that's done every morning, very early, they would be chotet, take from the inner coals that burned overnight, and they would take it and they would put it down. He would go down the ramp, make a left, go to the east side of the ramp, put it there. The Gemara says it was nivla, it was absorbed into the ground there magically. But you see there, because you can't get any benefit from it. So there's nasis mitzvaso, and it's still aser b'hana. You finished the ashes mitzvah. Answer, you're right. But mishum davi chumas hadeshen, ubeite kahuna, shnei ksuvan abon ke'echad, because beite kahuna also cannot be used again, v'chol b'shnei ksuvan abon ke'echad e'malamdin. Right, so if it's two psukim that teach me the same thing, so that is why does the Torah not say it only by one? It says it by two. It must be, it's meant to be limited. And therefore, it is exceptions to the rule. Good, let's just continue and then we'll come back to that line. Hanich l'Rabbanan d'Amri v'nicham sham, malame shunin tun and geniza. That makes sense. That fits according to the Rabbanan who say that Bite Kahuna is an example of even after Nasis Mitzvaso, it has to be nignaz. You can't use it. It's still Aser Mishum Me'ila. El Rabbi Dosa to Amar. But according to, and what was that passing by? That was by the Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Big Day Kohen Gadol that he used on Yom Kippur cannot be used again. Which Big Day? What does that mean? The Tzitz can't be used again? Right? The Choshen? No, we're talking about the four Big Day Lavans that the Kohen Gadol wore in the Kodesh Kadashim. Those four that he interestingly has in common with the Kohen Hedyot, those cannot be used again. You might have thought that those four have the same status as the Kohen Hedyot, and his extra four Begadol are the only things that makes him special. You see from here clearly that the Big Day Kohen Gadol, even the four that he shares with the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, are not comparable exactly. Right, and the Gemara even talks about the Avnate might be made differently, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot, but there's halacha. The Rabbanan hold that they have to be nignaz. They can't be used again. That's what v'inichem sham means in the halacha. We'll get to that Rambam Hashem soon also. But El Rabbi Dosa, Damar Mutar Asin L'Kohen Hediot. But according to Rabbi Dosa, who understands that line as not that it has to be nignaz, but that a Kohen Hediot could use that. Mutar Asin L'Kohen Hediot. A Kohen Hediot could use those begadim. U'bilvach l'ishtamish b'en l'yom ha-kippur macher. The Kohen Gadol can't use it for another Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, you have to have new begadim. But a Kohen Hediot could use this, and then Michael Amemar, then this is not one of the psukim of Na'asis Mitzvaso, and there's still Mi'ilah. So what do you say then? So Mishum, Dehavichum Asadeshen, the Egla Arufa. Shtek Suvan Abon Ke'echad. Egla Arufa is another example. Egla Arufa is Asur Bahana'a. Even after you've done the process, right? That's the source we had back in Avodah Zarah. Egla Arufa is the ultimate source that a mace is Asur Bahana'a. Because mace is learned out from Shum from Egla Rufa. So Egla Rufa is, even though the process is finished, right, the anonymous corpse, you've done the whole process with the Ziknei Ha'ir, still, Shteiksu and Boka Echad, Ein Melamdin, and therefore that's why it is an exception to the rule. Just finishing up, Hani Chlamandarma Ein Melamdin, this is true according to that opinion, that you can't learn out from two psukim that teach me the same thing. El Lamandarma Melamdin Ma'ika Lameimar, but if you say you can learn out even from two psukim that teach me the same thing, so, how do you know the rule of Na'asis Mitzvaso? And then we're back to the question, if you remember. We compare before and after Kapara. But if you don't have this rule, then you could say, just like before Kapara, it's Asur, so too after Kapara, it's Asur. So the Gemara says, Trei Mi'utei Ksivi. By each of these, there are Mi'utim mentioned. Okay, so we're not talking about just a halacha that you can't learn from, but there's specific psukim that are learned there. Ha'cha Ksiv, Ha'arufa, right, the Arufa, meaning this one is Asur and not others. Vasam Ksiv, Vissamo, you shall place it by the Chumas Adeshen, Vissamo, Eitz Lamizbeach, and other things don't have this Isser. And the Gemara says, Vitzlasa Kroi Badam Lamali, here's our punchline, and what do you need? Three psukim when it comes to Dam to exclude, right, you only need one. Lemute mi Me'ila, Uminosar, Umituma. So that's how you have all three. Aval Pigal, Lotzar Akra. Pickle, you don't need the pasuk. Ditzan, as we learned earlier in the Mishnah, kol sheyesh lo matirin bein ladam el mizbeach chayav an alamishum pigol v'dam gufei matirhu. So that is the source. Ultimately, why we brought all this discussion to Me'ilah, because really you don't need all three psukim for Me'ilah. So the Gemara says one of them is used to exclude dam from Me'ilah, and the other two are used for nosar and tuma. Pigol is excluded from his own sources because dam is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, a lot to talk about. First of all, the line about the Big Day Kohen Gadol being nigna. So as we alluded to, the Big Day Kohen Gadol have a different status than the Big Day Kohen Hediot. We even mentioned back on Daf Yud Zayin, when we mentioned the Big Zman Shebig Deyam Aleyam Kunasam Aleyam, and we got into the discussion of the mitzvah of the Big Day Kohen Gadol, right? The Big Day Kohanim, and the Rambam counts separately in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kohuna, and the Ramban argues that's just a Hekshar Avoda. You shouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah. But we mentioned then, I think, that Rav Sadia Gaon and some Gaonim, the Baha count two separate mitzvos. Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hediot. They're counted as separate mitzvos, as if there's a different purpose. And maybe one could even say, and this is what some Achronim say, that even if you want to say, like the Ramban, by Big Day Kohen Hediot, that there's no separate mitzvah to count, and there's no separate kiyum, it's just part of the avoda, but Big Day Kohen Gadol, there's something separate to it. And even the Ramban might agree that that's counted separately, even if Big Day Kohanim are not counted separately. The Rambam discusses in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the begadim of a Kohen. The Rambam even says, Big Day Kahuna, Shlosha Minim. There are three types of Big Day Kahuna. What types? What do you mean three types? Two types. No, Big Day Kohen Hediot, Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan. Those are the three categories he has. Big Day Kohen Hedion Heim Arba'a Kalim, Ksones Michlasai Mikbas V'Avnate, V'Arbatan Shal Pishtan, Levanim, V'Chutak Avashish V'Avnate Levado Rakum B'Tzemer. That's number one. Big Day Kohen Hediot. Big Day Zahav, Haim Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Haim Shmona Kalim. He calls the Big Day Zahav 8. Ha'arba shall call Kohen, Vil Me'il, V'Ephod, V'Choshen, V'Tzitz. Right, the avnet is not similar. Umitznefes amur ba'aron who amikbas amur ba'banav. Fine. Big day lavan heim arba'a kelim she mishamish bohen kohen gadol b'yom hakipurim. Ksonas u'mechrasayim va'avnet u'mitznefes v'arba'a ton lavanim. V'shtei ktonas acheros hoylo l'kohen gadol b'yom hakipurim achas lov shebashachar v'achas ben arba'im. Good. The Mishnah talks about that in Yuma, but the Rambam categorizes it as big day lavan being separate from the regular four that the Kohen Gadol wears every day, even though they're also the same thing. But that's the Rambam here in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. And then the Rambam immediately goes into talking about Big Day Kahuna, Mitzvasot, Shiyuchadashim, Noin, Mishul Shalom, as we discussed. But then he has in Halacha Hey, Kol Beg Ar Halacha, Kol Beged Mi Big Day Kahuna, Shenaase Soi, Ein Malabna Mosav, it gets very dirty, you don't wash it. V'lo Mechapsen Oso. Right, that's the halacha of Ein Anias B'makam Ashiris. You don't cut corners. Ela Menicho L'Psilos V'lo Vesh Chadashim. Just leave it for wicks for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and get new ones. U'big de Kohen Gadol Shebalu Gons in Oso. The big de Kohen Gadol that get worn out, that you have to put away. U'big de Lavan She'oved Bohen B'yom Atzom Eino Oved Bohen Pam Shnia La'olam Ela Nignazin B'makam She'yifshod Osam Sham. Wherever he takes them off, that's where you're Nignazit. Shenemar V'nicham Sham V'heim Asurin Bahana. Right, that's what our Gemara says. That's the Isra'na of the big de Kohen Gadol that he is... that he is gones. So the Mishnah Melech here discusses. So is there a fundamental difference between big day kahuna that don't have to be nignaz? They're used for wicks. You burn them. Just the opposite. You burn them in the big day kohen gadol, right? You don't burn. So that's what the Mishnah Melech here discusses, that there might be a fundamental difference between the big day kohen gadol and the big day kohen hedyur. The Rambam, interestingly, again, we mentioned this before, but just to mention it again, the Rambam has after talking about the how the begadim are made, the Rambam says in Perek Yud that there is a seder levishas begadim. Ketzat seder levishas begadim. And this is uniquely Rambam, because the Gemara only mentions what has to be put on first. The mechnasayim have to be put on first. That's all the Gemara has. The Rambam has all eight of them have a specific order. All of them. The Bechas Chinuch thinks it's lav dafka. But here, the Rambam says, no, they all have an order. Lo v'shem bechlasayim tchilo, v'chog resim bechlasayim l'mala mi tiburo, me'al masnav, v'achar kach, he goes through the whole order. What's interesting in the order, I heard this from Rabbi Sachs at one point a long time ago. He says, what exactly is the order? You have the mechlasayim, and then you have the ktones, and then you have the avnet, and then you have the hat. Then you have the mikbas or the mixnefes. That's the order the Rambam has. You have avnet third. What is interesting about that? The avnet is shatnes. The avnet is shatnes. That's why there's even a machlokes rishonim, the Rambam, and the last halach in Hilchos Kelayim discusses whether you can wear the begadim shelo b'shas avoda. Because if you could, it might be asi dochalosa say, you can only wear it b'shas avoda. The Rambam here, you would have thought then that, fine, you have to wear the Avnet, but put it on last, right? Don't put it on third, right? Even if you can have a Seder, right? Minimize it. There must be that there's something separate. This is the Rambam Lashitaso, right? There's something separate about the Levishas Begadim, separate from Avoda, right? Just like the Rambam in Mitzvah Lama Gimel counts Big Day Kahuna separately because there's some Kiyam of the Begadim separate from Avoda. Unlike the Ramban, so this is the Rambam Lashitaso, that he has a Seder. The fact that there's a Seder shows there's some significance and there's some importance to how it's put on. Don't just get it on. If it's about the Avoda, who cares how you put it on? Just put it on and do the Avoda. The fact that there's a Seder to it means that there has to be integrity. That's the word I was looking for. There has to be integrity to the process itself. And therefore, the Avnet, even though it's Shanis, it doesn't have to be last because there's significance to the process itself, to the Begadim itself. Okay, good. And as the Rambam adds, mitzvah zaseh la'asos Begadim elu v'lios ha'kohen ovi bohem. There's a separate mitzvah for the Kohen to be wearing them, to make them, and for the Kohen to work in them. Shnemer v'asisa v'gdei kodesh v'zbonav es takriv v'il basham kutanos. And the Rambam continues and talks about that. But that's an important discussion in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Good. The other discussion, so what did we talk about? We talked about Big Day Kahuna a little bit. What about Trumas Hadeshen? Trumas Hadeshen is also a fascinating avoda. It's the avoda that's done first thing in the morning, but as we know, it is really, logically and conceptually, has to do with yesterday's avoda. It's about the ashes from yesterday. Rav Hirsch talks about, the Rav Hirsch we like to quote regarding Chuba Sadashen, the second Rav Hirsch, or the end of the first piece of Rav Hirsch in Parsha Tzav. Rav Hirsch says, Chuba Sadashen symbolizes something very deep. The purpose of Chuba Sadashen is not to prepare the altar for the avoda of the day that is to begin, right, that's Hotzah Sadashen, rather concludes the avoda of the day that has passed. And what is the message? The ashes are placed by Mizrach. The ashes remind the nation at the transition to the avoda of the day that is about to begin, that the new day does not bring new tasks. For the task that is incumbent upon us today is the same task that was incumbent upon us yesterday. The most recent Jewish grandchild stands in the place where his first ancestors already stood, and each new day adds its contribution to the fulfillment of the one task assigned to all generations of the house of Israel. Each day receives its mission from the hand of the previous day. Shuvah Sadashen is the transition avoda. It connects yesterday's avoda to today's avoda. And that's why it says to us, you know, you have to do your avoda for today, but don't think that it's totally new. It is a new day. You have to wash your hands from the klisharis. Yes, but we stand on giants' shoulders, right? We're all connected to yesterday, and that's why maybe the Kohanim used to fight about doing the Chuba Sadashen, right? They were so excited about it. They wanted to do it. That is the message. The Chovas HaLevavos, we don't always mention the Chovas HaLevavos in this context, in Shar HaKniya, the Shar of a feeling humble. In Perek Vav, he talks about 10 ways that we have to feel humble. So one of them is, number 7, he says, Sheyira lebnei adam akniya v'yaniach gavus l'chavar abore. We have to leave over gaiva, totally, for kvod Hashem. V'yazov ha-gedula v'hayakar ba'ish shehu oseh le'lokim yisbarach. Bein levado, bein betoch makelos bnei adam. Whether I'm alone or I'm with people. Kimo, where do you see this idea of anava? Kamo shamar akasav al Aaron al gdulaso malaso veheirim es hadeshen. He quotes Shumas Hadeshen as a message for anava. Vechivu habore lahotzi es hadeshen b'chol yom tamid lehi shafel ulahasir hagavus milibo. What do? I take the ashes. Ashes are like what happened to the carbon overnight. And I carry them. What am I thinking about the ashes? Remember, the Ramban says everything that's supposed to happen to the carbon is kilu what happened to me, and there's rikas adam, and so this fits into that, right? It's supposed to bring to anava. It's supposed to bring to kniya. That is the message of the Chovas HaLevavos in Shara Kniya and Perek Vav. A little bit about Trumas Hadeshen. Finally, we get to something on this daf, and that is Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos asks, we have all these sources to exclude pigul, to exclude pickles the svarah, to exclude nose, to exclude tumah. Why don't we say, yes, Tosfos, ein isser chalal isser anyway. There's an isser of eating dam. So why do we need a pasuk to say, oh, if you eat dam, you're not going to be chayim mishum nosar. Ein isser chalal isser. That's Tosfos on Memhema base. At the end of Tosfos Aval, Tosfos says, the ein lahakshos, laman da'amar ein isser chalal isser bekadshim, lamali krab bedam lim ute me nosar ume tameh, ta'itzrich, why, what do you need? Ta'itzrich lahavi shtei sairis achar kach da'ave bebas achas, kitabarishta. Maybe there's a case of bas achas, right? That's an exception to the rule of ein isser chalal isser, but that is Tosfos' kasha. If you look in the Goyen Hashas on Tosfos, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, what if you cook the blood? If you cook the blood, then there are shitos in the Rishonim that say there's no isser of dam anymore. So that's why the Gemara has to say, if you cook the blood, there's no dam, but you might have thought there's no sir and tameh. Right? So therefore, that's a reason why you would have to say it. That's the Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you look in Mefarshim that quote Reb Chaim, there's some sort of the quote Reb Chaim, exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Maybe you only need dam. It's only nisma'it when it is ro'i lizarek, right? When it's ro'i lachapara. That's when it is excluded. But afterwards, you know, it doesn't need to be excluded, right? Then it doesn't apply. That's what I saw one of the Biur Adaf here quotes from Reb Chaim. It quotes, Shekiva Shamiyot Lamai Dami Nosar, who we mashin emra vaminasatav lachem ala mizbech lachapara, lachapara nasatav lo davar acher, lachain, grak dam haro'ui lizrika vakapara, nisma'it mechi of kares, velo dam mevushal, she'ena roi lizrika vakapara, lafize achain, and bishlas adam chayev ala mishim nosar. You would be chayev. The exceptions are only when it's royal Zrika. But would you would be chayev, right? Tosva says you only need the exclusions in that case, if it's afterwards. Okay, there are other questions also asked. The Ola Shlomo here asks if it's already a puzzle because it's dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. Maybe it's already, it can't become nosar, you know, after that. You know, these Yisurim cannot apply if it's already nifsal. Okay, other discussions. But again, that's also a huge topic of ein iser chal iser, the exceptions to the rule, iser basachas, iser kolel, iser mosif. Again, sugyas that come up. The main sugyas of those are in krisus, ein iser chal iser, and the Gemara is elsewhere as well. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, second to last line. Last line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shlosha krisos b'shlamim lama. It says, as three psukim that talk about the Isser of Kares, if I eat a carbon shlamim betuma, three psukim that talk about Kares, so lama. Why do I need three psukim that talk about Kares? Achas l'klal, v'achas l'prat, v'achas l'dvarim she'in ha'nechalim. One is for a klal and one is for a prat. Rashi says, this is klal u'prat, ein b'chal malash v'prat? No. Says the Rashi on top, achas l'chal v'achas l'prat, lidrosh davar shahaya b'chal. As we know, klal and prat, you have to know exactly how Chazal understood it. Do you say ein bechlal ela mashma prat, or do you say the prat is megala on the whole category? So here it's megala on the whole category. So it's shlamim, but it's not only by shlamim. The kares not only applies if I eat a carbon shlamim betumah, if I eat other carbonis betumah also. That's the klal and the prat. V'yachaz l'dvarim she'enam ne'echalim. And one is to teach me even by enam ne'echalim, like eitzim vilavona, if I eat them betumas haguf, right? That's the chibas hakodesh, that is the rabbanan shita, that you are chayef for that. You're chayef kares for that, for eating a piece of wood when you are tame, even though it is not edible. Ulu Rabbi Shimon, d'amar devarim she'inu nechalim, ein chayav nala mishum tuma. What about according to Rabbi Shimon, who we learned in our Mishnah, you're not chayav mishum tuma, those items. So lasuye mai, lasuye chatos hapnimios. That's to include even chatos pnimios in the category, because I might have excluded them. Salgada dechamina. I might have said, hold, Amar Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon holds, kol she'ein amazeh achitzon kishlamim, ein chayav an alam yishum pigol, since, as Rabbi Shimon said earlier, we had it in the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel, that anything pigol is only by chatos, karbanos on the mizbeach achitzon. So I would have maybe brought that principle over also to Tumah. Mishum Tumah nami lo l'chayev. Maybe Tumah also is only something that applies on the mizbeach achitzon. Kamash b'la, no. Tumah applies even to the chatos pnimios. It has to be edible. That's where Rabbi Shimon agrees, but that is something that applies even to the Mizbeach HaPrimi. Good. Numi Rabbi Shimon. So remember we spoke about this in the Girsa of Rashi yesterday. Numi Rabbi Shimon. Rashi quoted this, one of his Rabbeim, right? One of the earlier Rishonim. Rabbi Meshulam Bar Klonimus, and we quoted the Tosfos in Menachas Daf Kuftes, that was three things that he changed the Girsa. He changed the Girsa B'Shas Misaso, and it was Ke'ein Nevuah. So this was one of them. It was Numi, not Vinumi. So Numi Rabbi Shimon. Mechayiv Eshadar Kol Echol V'chulu. Only what is normal to eat, that is when you're chayiv for Tumah, but not in the what is not normal to eat, right? That included, as we were just talking about, the wood. So in Ma'ar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef Chanina. There's a double machlokas. There was a machlokas about this between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, and about Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Chan mehaizuka, v'chan mehaizuka. Right? Each one of them said one of the shitos, right? Machlokas amoraim, and the machlokas tanoim. So chad amar, one side said, machlokas, the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon, b'tumas basar. That's only by tumas basar. If the item is tamei, that's where we have this machlokas in the Mishnah. Avo b'tumas haguf. But if the person is tamei, divrei hakol eino loke. But by tumas haguf, and the items are tahar, so everybody agrees you don't get malchus. That's not included in the pasuk. The chad amar no, kach machlokas bazu. Just like there's a machlokas by tumas basar, so too there's a machlokas by tumas haguf. My taima, what would be the reason? What would be the reason that you would see it's a machlokas by both? Kivan to karina beva basar sheyiga b'chal tamei, karina beva tumasu alav. Right, so you would compare that the item becoming tamei and the person becoming tamei. Good. Rav Tavyomi Masdi Hachi, Rav Kahana Masdi Hachi, Rav Kahana had the following way of interpreting the machlokas about the machlokas. Chad mehaizuza, v'chad mehaizuza, asefa, the following way to look at it. Chad amar machlokas b'tom asaguf. What's the seifa? As Rashi says here, amilsa de Rabbi Shimon. It's talking about within Rabbi Shimon. So, chad amar machlokas b'tom asaguf. One says the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon, right, that Rabbi Shimon would say that you don't get malchus is by tumas haguf. Avo b'tumas basar divrei hakol loke, right, unusual. Usually we say tumas haguf is more chamor. But here, tumas basar, you would get malchus, right, because you only don't get malchus as the Rashi quotes b'tumas aguf to lo Rabbi Rachmana, but b'tumas atzman Rabbi Nukra. That's what the pasuk includes. Divrei hakol loke. That's what the pasuk includes. V'chad amar no. Rabbi Shimon would say no malchus even in that case. K'machlokas bazu, kach machlokas bazu. Amar Rava mistaver k'madamar k'machlokas bazu, kach machlokas bazu. I think the machlokas is by both. My taima kivan to lo kareve tumasu Allah v'nichrasa lo karina beva basar sheiga v'chol tami lo yeachel. Right, and therefore, I think you would compare the two cases, and you wouldn't get the machlokas would be by both. But what about the principle of chibas hakodesh? Don't you include that? So why would you say you don't get malchus? Right, that's the principle that even something that is not edible, it's a rule breaker. And then menchas chinuch, the two types of chibas hakodesh, to make it ochel or to make it ro'i l'kabel tuma. Either way, don't you have that? Gemara says l'posla ba'alma. So what does that mean? To passel it. So here's the Rashi. Stiras and Rashi. Rashi says here, Ma'ale d'rabbanan hi. V'kra asmachta b'yalma. V'achim minim epsachim dein lokan alav. Rashi here, Zvachim mem vav. Chibas hakodesh is a din d'rabbanan. It's an asmachta din d'rabbanan. Others say no. It's d'araisa, but it's psul ba'alma. You know, psul ba'alma doesn't automatically mean d'rabbanan. Psul ba'alma might mean it might be d'araisa without getting malchus. There could be different levels in the world of Daraisa. So, but this is an important Rashi. We discussed earlier that the pashtus of other Rishonim is that it's a din Daraisa, not a din Darabana. Okay, now we get to the last Mishnah here in the fourth Perek. We mentioned back on Daf Beis that this Mishnah really could be the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Because the first, we've been talking about over the past four Prakim really. Really the next Perek is the New World. Right, we've been talking about the first four Prakim, problematic thoughts. Problematic machshavas, shelo lishma, shelo l'shem bialim, and pigol. Those were all problematic thoughts. Why didn't the Mishnah first tell us what you're supposed to think about? Right? So that's a mystery. But either way, here the Mishnah says, l'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach. For six things, the karban is shechted. If you remember, we also discussed back on that base, the Karen Ora there, and others, is there a mitzvah? Is there a lechadchila mitzvah to think about lishma? What if I think about shelo lishma and I don't ruin the karban in certain ways? Is there a lechadchila, a din da'araisa? So, positive. What if it's neutral? What if it's just stama? Is there a mitzvah? Here it's going to talk about what I'm supposed to be thinking about. Is there a lechadchila to think lishma, l'shem, ha'karban? Just like a mitzvah. Mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah zain srichas kavana. We discussed then, you know, what is the relationship between these principles? So that's what the Karen Ora says in his psicha on Zvachim. Al kapanim zebarer. Deleka mitzvah min ha-Torah l'chashiv l'shma. De'i min ha-Torah tzorach she'chashiv l'shma. Minala l'chalek dim lo chishiv l'shma alo l'baylim. Ubemachshav ha-shalo l'shma lo alo l'baylim. Kiva de'michak kron nafki trevayu. If there's a mitzvah to think l'shma l'chadchila, I find it very difficult to assume that there's going to be a chilek in karbanos by shalo l'shma. Some are going to be pasul, some are going to be kosher below all l'baylim l'shem chova. So I don't think there's a mitzvah, there's a problem to think shalom lishma, but there's no mitzvah to think lishma, right? That's what the Brisker Rav also discusses in Ilchos Maaseh Karbanos, I think. Maaseh Karbanos, yeah, Perek Dalet. He says, Debemes Shrei Dini Yesh B'din Lishma, Shal Karbanos. Similar to what the Karen Ora just said. Chad ikar din shetzrichem shiyu nikravim l'shmo. Kemo kalat dvar matunim l'shma. Ba'asi yasan. V'sheinis d'machsheve shlo l'shma havidavar haposel. Also two chilukim. Number one, it should be l'shma like all other dvarim that need l'shma. Like tzitzis, like matzal, like v'chulu. There's l'shma. But then there's another idea of the psul of shlo l'shma. And that's a din mechudish b'kachim. Right, that's a din mechudish b'kachim. The Karen Ora here goes into discussing, so how do you relate this to the general principle of, you definitely say by mitzvahs, the lechadchila to mitzvah srichas kavana. Is srichas kavana the same thing as lishma by kachim? You might be mechalik between those two. Right? The Gemara never links those sugyas, and it had many opportunities to. That is the an important discussion of Lashma. The Birchas Shmuel also, just another source, Birchas Shmuel and Gittin discusses this. Again, needs to be Lashma. So he discusses this in Gittin in Simin Dalet. Simin Dalet, he discusses, Simin Yud. Simin Yud. He discusses Shimur L'Shem Matzah, comparing that to Karbanos. Okay, let's continue though now. Says the Gemara. So L'Shem Shishu Ramazah Nizbach. Six things. L'Shem Zevach, you have to think of the right Karban. L'Shem Zovech, you have to think of the right Bailim. L'Shem Hashem, I have to be thinking that I'm doing this L'Shem Hashem. L'Shem Ishim, that it should be burned on the Mizbeach. We'll see what that excludes. I shouldn't like think about going to roast it beforehand and then bring it up. L'shem Reach, to give a wonderful aroma to Hashem. L'shem Nichoach, to give Hashem Nachas Ruach. V'achadus v'asham l'shem Chet. You have to think about the specific Aveira. Amar Reb Yossi, avabishalo hayabaliba l'shem Echad mikol elu, kosher. Even if I wasn't thinking about any of these, stoma, kosher. Shehu t'nai bezdin. Because bezdin already says, sometimes you might think about it, and then you might get mixed up. Just don't think, if you don't think anything, it's also okay. Right? Tanai Bezdin, right? Rashi says, sheyishachet stam, as we had earlier, right? We shouldn't say that you might come to think shelo lishma. Either Tanai Bezdin, sheyim machshava holechas ela achar ha'oved. The machshava goes after the one who's doing the avoda, and therefore, he has to try to have the best kavana. What does that exclude? So that we'll get into Bezer on tomorrow's daf, that there is a shita that says that even the bailim could be mafagel. Even the bailim could have improper kavana, and that Bezer Hashem we will do tomorrow, discuss the Gvura Shmonim. Only one daf in Shas that you could discuss that. Right? There's a whole sefer by Rabbi Yosef Engel with 80 answers to the kasha of on tomorrow's daf. So we won't say it right now to leave it a little bit in suspense. Okay. Amrav Yudha Marav. A little bit more. Ola l'shem ola lafuke l'shem shlamim delo. What does it mean l'shem zevach? Ola l'shem ola. Ishim l'shem ishim lafuke kabava delo. You shouldn't roast it beforehand and then bring it up on the mizbeach. Reach l'shem reach lafuke evarim. I'm sorry, that's the next one. Kabava is roasted. Above it's roasted that it's it should be tzli lagamre. Right? So the Shim Kobet says adds in here at Osa Chavbez. Right? You should have kavana that it should be totally roasted, totally burnt, not just a little bit singed, not just medium rare. Reach l'shem reach lafuke varim shetzlan v'helan delo. Right, reach excludes a case where you roasted it before and then brought it up to the mizbeach to finish the job. Tamar v'yudah marav v'varim shetzlan v'helan ein v'mishum reach. Nichoach l'shem anachas ruach. Give Hashem nachas. L'shem l'shem misha amar v'haya ha'olam. Period. Okay, we'll stop there. There's going to be a lot more, but we will stop there by Amar v'yudah amar rav.